Like Bach, Isai wrote six works for unaccompanied violin. And one of the reasons why I wanted to record this third sonata is that it couldn't be more stylistically different from the Bach. So if you didn't like the Bach at all, have a listen to this and see whether it's more up your street. Eugène Isai was a great violinist of his time, born in Belgium in 1858, where he also died in 1931 after contracting diabetes. His six sonatas were each dedicated to a great violinist of the time and are both musically and technically challenging for a violinist. The sonata that I'm going to play, entitled Ballade, is dedicated to the Romanian Georges Enescu, who would have been about 43 years old and probably at the height of his prowess when this work was written around 1924. For those of you who are new to the ballade, don't be put off by the slow and rather weird-sounding introduction. It lasts approximately 2.5 minutes, and once you get to know this piece, you'll easily see the idea behind it and why Isai chose to begin his sonata in this mysterious way. To me, it feels like a fiery volcano waiting to erupt, or a roller coaster slowly and inexorably working its way to the summit before plunging everyone into the ride of their lives. Often in classical music, a sonata has three or more movements, but this sonata is conceived in one continuous movement with distinct sections. Also, unlike the Bach, the piece is predominantly in the minor key rather than the major key. Once we finally get to the main idea, it turns out to be a dance in 3/8 time, but it's a wild dance full of testosterone, and there's a little kick in the tail at the end of each phrase. Isai even tells the violinist to play the theme with bravura. After this passionate statement, there follows a wonderful section full of fleeting demi-semiquavers. If you thought the Bach preludio was fast and furious, Isai takes this to another level entirely, adding double stopping into the bargain. The music sweeps high and low, only pausing briefly to collect itself in a more restful cascade of gently trickling notes. But this doesn't last long, as Isai builds the pace once more, resumes the main theme, and the music literally gets faster and faster before dancing itself to death. I love this piece and its showmanship, and I hope you'll find it as riveting as I do. I decided that the Stradivarius would be the perfect instrument for it.